Coach's Insight continues on at Care 93.7, talking ACCHS basketball. Now with girls head coach Austin Eckert, it is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, and maybe the game of the night here in Northeast Kansas on a Tuesday, your team traveled to Jackson Heights. It was a battle of unbeatens, but the Cobras come out victorious, 47-28. Go back and kind of dissect that game a little bit. In terms of the first league loss for your team, you know, what stood out about that game and what was Jackson Heights able to do to get that win?
I thought Jackson Heights came out and played really well. I think they played with a lot of intensity. They got a lot of deflections. They forced a lot of turnovers. And I didn't think we responded very well as a team mentally. I think we kind of took a step back and didn't fight the way we needed to fight. But I'm not going to take anything away from Jackson Heights. I thought they played a really good game. They took care of the ball. They shot a really high percentage. I think they ended up shooting 48% against us. And anytime you let a team play a high-level offensive game like that and shoot a high percentage, it's going to be hard. You know, hard to play in rhythm, hard to do the things you want to do.
Aaliyah Wallish added 11 points in that game. Natalie Nitz with 8 as well. Seemed to be the two bright spots in terms of the offense. But what'd you like about those two?
I thought Aaliyah played really well. I think that was by far her best game of the year. I think she ended up with like you said, 11 points, but she also had 13 rebounds and 4 blocks. I thought she played really well. Natalie hit a few shots. I thought she could have. I didn't think this was anywhere close to her best game. She turned it over a little bit. Overall, defensively, I don't think anyone played really well. I think if there's one bright spot of the night, I think Aaliyah played really well.
Got a couple games. Of course, midseason tournament time coming up towards the end of the month, so still some things to kind of fine-tune. And you get a Pleasant Ridge team coming up on Friday. A 3-5 team right now. They're coming off a win against Moore Hill on a Tuesday. You know, what challenges does this Pleasant Ridge team present? Obviously, you've seen them once before already and got a win earlier in the season back in December, but what could be different this time around?
They play tough defense. They're a pretty tough team. They're aggressive. They're not going to back down. I think they played Jackson Heights to a close game the first time they played them. They got a really good win, like you said, last night. So we have a lot of things to work on. We're not playing our best basketball right now, but I don't think you want to be playing your best basketball right now. I thought we took some nice steps forward over Christmas break, and unfortunately last night we took a step back, and sometimes that's how progress goes. So we're going to lace up our shoes. We're going to get in. We're going to sweat. We're going to work hard, and we're going to figure this thing out. And that's going to take everybody in the gym. I have to be better. Our players have to be better, and I look forward to the journey ahead for sure.
ACCHS coming off the first league loss of the year Tuesday night against Jackson Heights. They'll look to rebound on Friday nights when they go to Pleasant Ridge. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and conversation again with head coach Austin Eckert for ACCHS presented by L&L Construction. Thanks again, Coach. We appreciate it very much, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you, Brandon.